This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get our day started today, I want to start it with you by just walking with you into the throne room of God and reading God's word and saying, Lord, what do you have to say to us today? How do you want to start our day? How do you want to focus our minds at the beginning of this day to change the way we think about life? Well, we know that whenever we come to God asking that question, he loves to respond. He loves to speak into our lives. We're talking this week on the topic of when God gets our attention. God's pretty good at that, isn't he? And you know, sometimes God uses people to get our attention. I remember the story from the book of 2 Samuel in the Bible of King David, when he walked away from God step by step and found himself doing things he would never have believed possible, as he committed adultery with Bathsheba and then had her husband killed in the battle, and then lived for almost a year in the cold hardness of his heart as he failed to do business with God about his sin. And as that sin festered in his heart, the distance between him and the Lord must have grown really big. Until one day when God sent one of his people to David with a message. And it says in 2 Samuel 12, the Lord sent Nathan the prophet to David. And he came to him and said, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a great many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he bought and nourished. It grew up together with him and his children. It would eat of his bread and drink of his cup and lie in his chest, and it was like a daughter to him. Now a traveler came to the rich man, and he was unwilling to take from his own flock or his own herd to prepare it for the wayfarer who had come to him. Rather, he took the poor man's ewe lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. Well, when David heard this, he became so angry and began to describe the terrible things that should be done to that man, until Nathan said to him, you know, you are that man. And David recognized what had happened in his relationship with the Lord, and he went and entered into a really deep repentance. Well, God often gets our attention through other people. You know, this is not always the most comfortable way for God to get our attention. We often don't appreciate this way. But, you know, if you find yourself unwilling to accept a word of reproof from someone else, very often you're rejecting God's prompting in that situation. You know, the way our hearts and minds work, when someone brings a word of reproof or correction or challenge to us about some issue in our spiritual lives or the way we are relating to people or whatever, the way our mind works is we instantly jump to our own defense and see that person as totally out of line and having bad motives and things. But you know something? Even when that person does have bad motives or may be out of line when they're speaking to us about something like this, almost always there is at least a kernel of truth in what they are saying. And we need to learn when something like that happens, even though it upsets us so much and stresses us out and gets all our emotions churning, we need to learn to say, okay, God, I'm really not liking this, but I think maybe you're trying to get my attention. What are you trying to say to me? How can I grow from this situation? And then allow the Lord to speak to you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.